Future Leaders is a scheme which places talented teachers into challenging high schools. I asked Regional Officer Matthew Robinson from Future Leaders whether he thought this is something that could work in primary education.
Definitely it is something that could work in the primary sector. We've had some great results in the high schools. Obviously that's where the main standards are judged against at GCSE level, but it's important to start looking at whether we can make a difference in the primary sector as well.
And do you think that a teacher's gender can make a difference to a pupil's experience?
It's possible, yes. We need to make sure that we have a cross-section of teachers, whether that's across genders or whether it's across ethnic backgrounds or religious views, to make sure we fully represent children in the classroom. But the key is to have the best teachers.
There are a lot of primary schools that have no male teachers whatsoever. Do you think that's concerning that a pupil, the first time they might experience a male teacher is when they get to high school?
Primary school level needs to make sure that it has that cross-section of teachers so that children are seated at a very, very early age. It can be unnerving, I imagine, for some children who have only been taught by female teachers to then have a male teacher in high school. But it's important for male role models to be there in the classroom, especially in the most challenging areas. And to bring that into the primary sector will be very, very important. And we need to say, yes, actually, primary schools welcome male teachers.